This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You can't enjoy either because you know that you're worth more. When a student goes to like Oxford or Cambridge, you know, or when they go, and I read Brick University, when you go to University of Birmingham, you're expected to study. When it's time to study, if you don't study, you're going to fail. So that same dedication that we have to our aspirations in the dunya, we should have them in the akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Duha, He says, وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Verily, the hereafter is better than the present. You know, indeed. And you know, subhanAllah, this ayah was to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It was to the Prophet. When we think about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we think, oh my God, like he's guided, he's great. No. This was a reminder to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, so he could go to the Sahaba who were different in every way. You had Sahaba that were like amazingly dedicated. You had Sahaba that were struggling. You know, every single person was struggling. We know Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, you know, I wish that, you know, I was just dead before I came into this dunya. You know, like, that's exaggerated, by the way. It's not like, oh my God, like, you know, it's just, he's thinking like, oh my God, like, you know, I'm so human that I wish I was like an angel, but you're not created to be like angels. You're created to be humans, to struggle, to fall, to do things sometimes that you're not proud of, but that doesn't make you a bad person, because you're created for the hereafter. The whole point is, when it comes to the deen and the dunya, that even if you're struggling, that you constantly pick yourself up. And that's why, subhanAllah, when we look at the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, there is so much empathy. You know, and I was speaking to some of the sisters that there is no hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam where he went to like a companion who, I would say, sinned, who made a mistake and said, why did you do this? That was not the approach of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He was constantly giving solutions. So understand, when it's between deen and dunya, it's finding solutions to be better. So the next part was two. So number one is understand that the hereafter is better than the present. Always remember that. You know, always remember when it comes to that decision that you are created to be a qamar, you are created to be upright. And remember what I said, like, Islam is not meant to be restrictive. So go out, enjoy yourself, have fun. But know what your limits are, and even within the workplace, when it comes to salah, when it comes to, you know, how you interact with your peers, understand that the framework is, you know, is meant to be Islam. You know, when I think about the framework, I always think it's professional. That's what Islam requires of you. Nothing more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just requires you to be professional individuals, and that means that you have taqwa, and that means you are conscious. So secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Naba, عَمَّا يَتَسَأَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. He says, you know, about what are they speaking? You know, عَمَّا يَتَسَأَلُونَ, and أَمَّا, together for impact. عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ, that this naba, this news is azim, it's great. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said Islam is great, but Islam is as great as you guys. You know, we know the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a wonderful human being. And when you look at his seerah, he was concerned. He was constantly concerned about people and helping them live better lives. But Islam is azim. So when you know that Islam is azim, so when the rulings come, that be kinder, be better, be gentle. So I'm not just focusing on salah, because I can pray salah, but if I'm going to go out and I'm going to judge someone, I'm going to pray salah and I'm going to be harsh, or I'm going to think that my version of Islam is better than yours, you know, or I have a beard, I wear hijab, that makes me more practicing. No, like, you know, what made the companions so great is that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and what enabled them to always choose the deed over the dunya, is that deep inside they knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was watching them. Like, deep inside they knew that they were accountable. Deep down they knew that they were expected. expected to be better human beings. And you know, like for me, like as a student and for me as a mother, for me as a speaker, like that reminds me that, you know, I have to give more, I have to dedicate myself more. So, you know, when you're really tempted to like chill out and just, you know, just do nothing, what motivates you? It's the akhirah. It's knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He has created something that's unbelievably great for us. So having a bit of a spiritual focus. Number three is understand that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the greatest role model. That the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the best guide. That he provided the best framework. And that, once again, is meant to be empowering. You know, as alumni and as students, you will go on and you will go in different directions. You know, shaitan will come, and not even shaitan, like life will pull you. You know, I have friends. You know, I was active in Al Maghrib Institute I was the Emira. Anybody heard of Al Maghrib? So I was the Emira of Al Maghrib when I was 18. So I remember 18, I became Emira of Al Maghrib Institute. And you know, subhanAllah, and then I went to university at the same time. And I'm telling you that balance was difficult. And the mistake I made back then, and I'll be frank, is I prioritized my activism, you know, at times over my family. I prioritized, you know, my activism and my, you know, my Islamic, you know, activism over, at times, my studies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to prioritize. And even the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, I can imagine if you guys came and said, you know, I'm struggling with my university and I'm involved in this, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would advise you to focus on your university, to prioritize that, because that's your long-term goal. You know, even with the sisters, and I generally, you know, when I speak to sisters, is there's an example of Fatima al-Baghdadiyya. Who here has heard of Ibn Taymiyyah? So everyone, like, you all know, like, he's amazing. They say, you know, subhanAllah, he had a student. Her name was Fatima. And they say that Ibn Taymiyyah, he wouldn't prepare for anybody, but he would prepare for her. You know, because she was so eloquent, she was so intelligent. And she would come and he would have prepared for her because she brought value. So with the sisters is, you know, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all roles, has given the brothers and sisters, but I always say to people, it's not a matter of you don't have opportunities to learn, to study, to be better. It's that we don't have the discipline right now. Like, how do we manage our time? You know, who are our friends? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam advised us that, you know, choose your friends wisely because you are on, like, the faith of your friends. And that doesn't necessarily mean Islam, meaning the way you behave, the way you interact, the way you perceive people, that is a direct reflection of, you know, who you spend time with. So choose those people wisely. A faith, it means nothing if a person claims to be, you know, Muslim, but it's not, you know, promoting Islamic values. So focus on your faith, but understand what faith really means. The Prophet was khuluqul azim. He was great in character. So, you know, as alumni and as students, as people who, you know, work here, understand that wherever you go in life, your akhirah is subject to how you treat people. It's how nice and how kind you are. And once again, I was discussing with the sisters that, you know, as a speaker and as a teacher, you know, and I manage, like, I work with people and things don't go to plan, like, hardly. But I have no right to ever get angry or shout or be mean to these individuals. Because we're all volunteering and we're all working for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what navigates me is the legacy of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, he's the one who, you know, reminds me that you have to be stronger than your desires and your anger. So the last point is that in Surah At-Takathur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhaakum At-Takathur, Hatta Zurtum Al-Maqabir, Kalla Sawfa Ta'lamun, Thumma Kalla Sawfa Ta'lamun. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kalla, you know, I know what Kalla means. Kalla is when my child, who is three, walks towards the kitchen and I'm cooking something and he tries to grab it off. And you know what I would scream? I'd be like, Kalla. Do you understand the emphasis? The way you view the Quran and the way you read the Quran has a direct impact on what value it brings to you. The Quran is an incredibly emotional book. But you have to appreciate it. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this world, you know, it's all about competition. You're constantly competing to look better, to be better, to have a better career until you reach the graves. You know, you're going to compete, and you're going to compete until you reach the graves. And then you'll come to know, and then you'll come to know. Come to know what? That this world, it has value, but it is as valuable as the purposeful life you live. And being practicing and being dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to sit in the masjid, or not to not interact with people, or to just study Islam all day. Like, that's not to be practicing. The Sahaba around the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, some of them were scholars, a lot of them worked, a lot of them, you know, were family, homemakers, you know, some of them traveled, some of them were activists. So you don't have to just be one type of Muslim. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from you is that whatever you decide to do, you do it with ihsan, you be better and you be stronger, and you are constantly making an effort to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because at the end of the day, that's the only thing that will matter. So I'll end there. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Barakallahu fiik.